It's 8:40 on the ticket Wednesday morning with the Musers. The NBA playoffs are fast approaching, and Lakers fans are hoping that Luka will be back in the lineup. He injured his hamstring about a week ago, and he is out of action for a little while. So joining us now on the ticket hotline as we get a wellness check is the former Mavs great, current Lakers great. We say good morning to Luka Doncic. How are you?
Oh, my hammy hurts so bad.
Are you okay?
Danny. I'm going to have to get hammy reconstruction surgery. And get an external baboon hamstring installed.
Oh, no. That sounds
even
awful.
Then, I think I'm going to still walk like Kaiser Sose. And that big old lamp. Help me, Musers. I need some medical advice for some AM radio podcasters. That's what I need.
Sure. Yeah, I don't know if we can help you much.
Don't come out here. Don't come out here and tell me what to do. Tell me over the phone.
Out where?
Hey, you hear I went to Spain to get some real treatment?
Yeah, we did hear that.
Yeah, you know, when you think of the latest and cutting-edge NBA medical technology, I do think you think of a country that takes four-hour lunches and speaks Mexican 24/7. Yeah, that's Spain for you. I mean, what are you going to do? You got to go to Spain for that kind of stuff. But, I mean, it's a pretty good country, I guess.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Nobody drives an F-250 there, though, so I felt a little out of place in my rented dually. But, man, Georgie.
What?
Spanish ladies, Georgie.
Yeah?
Topless beaches, Georgie.
Uh-oh.
That's what they had.
I don't know if that's going to make your
hair. All them senoritas out there on that beach with all their mammies hanging all out all over the place.
Yeah, I guess you're back on the market these days, huh?
I'm back on the market, baby. Back on the market, you know. I had. I'm single now. I'm ready to mingle, man.
Well, let's get that hamstring taken care of first.
Yeah, you know, we had a deal when me and Dak, we had this deal that if I ever got traded to L.A. that we'd both break up with our fiancés.
What a weird deal.
I didn't hear that.
So I'm single. And that's why I was over there in Spain looking at them senoritas. And, hey, you know what I did? I ate some of them Spanish flies.
Oh, okay. Gosh.
Yeah, didn't make me horny. Made me sick, you know. I don't know why eating these flying bugs and spending half their time on piles of animal doo-doo is going to make you horny. But my hammy!
Oh, wow.
It seized up on me when I was trying to reach for a mess of grits to eat.
Well, now, don't put on too much weight here when you're down with this hamstring.
Oh, my God. Oh, man, that hurts. It hurts me so bad.
So the pain is constant, huh?
It's constant, Giorgio.
Oh, man.
It's constant. Oh, I'm worried it's all over for me, that you're not going to have Luka to kick around anymore.
No, you'll recover.
I miss Texas, man.
Do you?
Oh, I'd come back if you guys would trade for me, please.
Yeah, a lot of people would like to have you back.
Miss my tractor, miss my soybean fields, miss my Luke Bryan record collection. Miss it all. You know what they say? You can take the Slovenian out of Texas, but you can't take the Texas out of Slovenia.
They say that?
I've never heard that before.
Yeah. What's that other old saying? Oh, I remember. F. Nico Harris.
Well, I hate to say it, but you know, the Mavericks are kind of moving on without
you.
They got
a young
superstar.
When you see that Cooper flag walking around there, will you just kind of remind him that he isn't that great? You know, he's walking around there like he saved the franchise, but he hadn't had near the amount of triple doubles I've had. And
true.
So just kind of put him in his place and remind him that he isn't that great.
Well, yeah, he is breaking rookie records almost every night that he takes the floor, and he recently had a 51-point game followed by a 45-point game. He's going to be rookie of the year.
Oh, well, okay. Well, anyway, I'm single, ready to mingle, like I said.
That's quick game up.
If you guys, you know, I'm looking at Hollywood starlets, too. I don't know if y'all heard any rumors about me and Hollywood starlets, but, man, I'm tearing it up.
Are you? Mm.
And I wanted to date that Millie Bobby Brown, you know, but that Bon Jovi guy swooped in there and married her before I had a chance to ask her out.
Well.
So now I'm looking to date that Freya Allen, you know, that girl from the Witcher movie franchise. She's on my list.
Okay.
And and maybe that, or Shirley MacLaine, Hollywood legend.
Shirley MacLaine.
She's a little out of your age bracket.
Oh, well, anyway. But, hey, can I give a shout-out here to somebody who I think may be listening? I want to give a shout-out to my friend Rich Phillips.
Yes.
Yeah.
We were in the leg hospital right next to each other.
Right. Oh, man.
And I feel bad for him. So shout out to my buddy Rich Phillips.
Yes.
There you go.
Absolutely. I'm rooting for you, brother. Hey, Georgie. Cadillac, Georgie.
You still got your Cadillac.
I know, but I'm having Cadillac make me a tractor that'll look good on Sunset Boulevard.
Be the only tractor on Sunset Boulevard, I imagine.
It just might be, brother. People know Lucas coming down the road. And this, by the way, for as much weight as I'm planning on gaining while I'm rehabbing, I'm going to need a tractor to carry this big old Slovenian ass around.
Do you think you'll be back for the playoffs, though? Do you think you'll be back?
No, no, no. I don't want to play any basketball. I just want the paycheck, man. Give me the paycheck, give me the injury, and then let me sit around and eat some Mexican food.
That's not what the Lakers want.
No, they want you to...
Oh, gosh. It just tightened up on me. Ow! I've got to go. Ow!
Luca? All right. There he goes, I guess from Spain.